Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters podcast, focusing on what's important to the total Army community. Today's episode is brought to you by GEICO. This Military Appreciation Month, GEICO would like to thank all current and retired military personnel. As a member of AUSA, you could qualify for a special discount. It's GEICO's way of saying thanks for all you do.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Dan Daly. And welcome to this edition of Soldier Today Podcast. Soldier Today Podcast is a product of the Non-Commissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of the United States Army. Soldier Today subjects focus on those topics that are relevant and needed by our soldiers and their families serving the regular Army, the Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve. Our newest topic of discussion today is with the Commander of Training and Doctrine Command. Established 1 July 1973, the United States Army Training and Doctrine Command is a major command of the United States Army headquartered at Fort Eustis, Virginia. TRADOC oversees 32 Army schools and organized under 10 centers of excellence, each focused on a separate area of expertise within the Army. These centers train more than 750,000 soldiers and service members each year. TRADOC was born of innovation and agility and quickly adapts to shifting world, nation, and institutional situations in both peace and war. TRADOC's adaptive character and culture ensures our Army remains a nation's force of decisive action. Today, we have a special guest that has firsthand knowledge of the great things TRADOC soldiers are doing. With us in the studio today is General Paul Funk, the commander of the United States Army Training and Doctrine Command. General Funk, sir, thanks for joining us here on Soldier Today podcast show. I, as well as our listeners, know that TRADOC is extremely busy, and we thank you for taking the time to share some of the things that TRADOC is involved with.
Well, SMA Daly, thanks for having me on. It's great to be on this show, and it's great to remind folks that the TRADOC motto of victory starts right here.
Sir, as an alumni of the institution, I agree, victory does start here, and we know that your time is precious, sir, so if you don't mind, we'll jump right in.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Sir, I thought we'd begin by supporting our SMA's initiative. I'm a big fan of This Is My Squad. And SMA Grinson has said time and time again, it's important to get to know the members of your squad. So could you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up in, and why did you decide to become a soldier?
That's a great question. And actually, I use those questions every time I present a coin. I ask two questions. Why'd you join our great Army, and why do you want to continue to serve? So my story is that of a son of the Army. I was born into the Army at Fort Hood, Texas, and then I graduated from high school at Fort Knox, Kentucky. I went on to ROTC at Montana State University. I have a master's degree while I was at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas as a major from the Central Michigan University. I've been at command at every level of our Army through Corps and now at the Army Major Command. So as you can tell, I'm a son of the Army. Every part of my being is Army. But I'm also fortunate enough to be a father, a grandfather, a son, and in fact, a son-in-law of family of Army people. So I am a product of our great Army. Thanks for asking.
We've always said time and again, this is a family business, and we want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice for so many years, as well as that of your family members who have served too, sir. So thanks for sharing that story. Sir, I thought we'd jump in by discussing a topic that's been in and out of the news for quite some time, the Army's Holistic Health and Fitness Program, or H2F for short. What evidence does the Army have to demonstrate the need for and effectiveness of this new initiative?
Well, first of all, H2F is a major part of the Army's approach to the focus on optimization of human performance. What it does is it consolidates. H2F consolidates various Army health promotion wellness campaigns and programs under a single structure to better integrate across the enterprise. It represents a cultural shift in the way commanders train, develop, and care for our most important weapon system, which is our soldiers.
Well, sir, you know, the Army's been doing the business of physical fitness for forever, since the beginning of time. So why does the Army think that H2F is necessary?
Well, because frankly, the population has changed. With H2F, we have a focus on nutrition, on sleep, on physical readiness, also mental agility, and spiritual fitness as well. So it's about the whole being, and it's about reducing injuries. It's about making sure that we're developing the warriors for the long term. Our soldiers need to be prepared to serve in hard combat operations, but they need to be fit to fight for a longer term career as well.
And I know we'll get into this later, sir, but it sounds like this would nest very well with the People First strategy that the Army's working on, bringing all this together under one common theme, H2F. I'd like to shift gears. I know that TRADOC's got a lot of rocks in their rucksack, and there's a lot of topics. Now, we won't be able to cover them all today, but leader professional development sessions. TRADOC is the lead implementer of leader development for our Army. And recently, we've seen the addition of leader professional development sessions, or LPDs. What is the purpose of an LPD?
The purpose is twofold. First of all, it's to communicate common tactics, techniques, and procedures. And then it's also about getting into each other's head. It's about being positively intrusive, understanding how commanders are going to react to certain stimulus on the battlefield or in garrison. That's what LPDs are about, communicating standards, making sure people understand the standards. And it's about starting to train your leaders using the 8-step training model. So you're training your leaders first so that they can then go on and train their soldiers. That's why LPDs are so critical to our programs. And we've got a program I'm very proud of here at TRADOC. Once a month, we bring on some thought leader from our campaign of learning that is around any kind of topic you can think of. For example, we've had the great General Carter Ham on. We've had Tom Bostic talking talent management, Dr. Lisa Miller talking spirituality and health. And most recently, we had Obie West on talking about sexual assault and harassment prevention. So we're trying to take the topics of the day and lead change, because at the end of the day, what TRADOC is responsible for is developing leaders of character and driving change. And that's how we do it in the United States Army, and that's how TRADOC is focused.
Sir, the names you mentioned, that's an all-star lineup of some very talented leaders. I put on, I know, some very good LPDs. How are the LPDs made available to the enterprise, though?
Well, we do them on Facebook Live. And we also republish them. We put them on iTunes and Spotify. We're trying to be in the social media setting along with all the other normal platforms. And our TRADOC Knowledge Management, our outward-facing page, is really coming along. So that's another piece of our business, which is the knowledge management piece.
Sir, I know we got to shift gears again, too. Lots of subjects our listeners need to hear from the TRADOC commander, but a little bit of time. So moving on to an important topic, recruiting. Last year, we saw the introduction of an initiative called the Army National Hiring Days, or ANHD. Will the Army have ANHD this year? And if so, when is it?
Great question. And the Army has Army National Hiring Days that starts the 10th. So we're so excited this year. So it'll be the 10th of May to the 14th of June through the Army's birthday. What we're going to do is focus on the social media aspects of telling people why it's important to serve the nation. You know, the all-volunteer force is a fragile being, and it relies on young men and women joining our great military, in this case, specifically our Army, to give back to the nation. So we're incredibly excited about Army National Hiring Days these days. If you go to GoArmy.com and you get to see what it is we're trying to get done, it is really a good resource.
Well, yes, sir. And, sir, you know, we did it last year, and we're doing it this year. So two questions off this. So how did the campaign turn out last year, and how are we doing on recruiting now?
Well, let me answer the second question first. We're doing great on recruiting, but we can always be better. There's always room to expand the force. There's always room to bring in great talent from across the nation. Last year, we had more than 30,000 leads, and this year we're trying to exceed that number from the Army National Hiring Day campaign. Let me just tell you that 30,000 number is 18% more leads than we had at that time last year in 2019. So we are really looking to double or triple our output this year. That's why we started early. We've got all of the major commands are going to be on board. Everybody will be in the social media space telling the story of why it's important to serve, what's available. Matter of fact, we're actually going to publish a list of the primary MOSs that we need to start hiring as fast as we can. As we do this, there'll be a campaign, a new video series campaign on YouTube called The Calling, which is done by the Army Marketing Organization. And it's really going to go after the Generation Z and try to close the gap, the relatability gap between Generation Z and the Army. So we're excited about that campaign. We're also excited about telling our story because we do have a good news story to tell.
Sure, we got tons of good news stories to tell. But staying on the topic of recruiting, you know, Tradoc has got a phenomenal recruiting team out there at USAREC. We did a podcast with them. They're just doing a ton of work to bring the best and the brightest young men and women in the Army. How is Tradoc going to be involved in Army National Hiring Days? And more importantly, how can our listeners and our fellow soldiers out there get involved? What do they need to do?
First of all, I need them all to go to GoArmy.com. And what I would like them to do is anywhere they think they've got a lead or somebody that might be interested in serving is to get them on that site. Tradoc's going to be using its knowledge management processes and its social media platforms to drive folks to see what we have available through GoArmy.com. You know, General Patton said it best when he said the soldier is the Army. No Army is better than its soldier. And the soldier is also a citizen. In fact, the highest obligation and privilege of a citizenship is that of bearing arms for one's country. So when you think about that, you think about what it means to have national service or to even serve in the military. It is, in fact, truly a selfless act and one of our Army values for sure.
Well, absolutely, sir. I encourage everyone along with you, sir, to go to GoArmy.com. Tell the Army story, especially if you've served. Tell your story. Spread the word. GoArmy.com. Send the next brightest and best young American to the United States Army. Sir, we mentioned the Army's People First Initiative. And we've heard from both the Sergeant Major of the Army and the CSA on why it's important to place people first in the Army's priorities. How is Tradoc implementing the People First Initiative across the enterprise?
First of all, we've done all these stand-ups in accordance with all the guidance we've gotten from DOD and from Department of the Army, and we've learned a lot. We had actually started a People First Initiative in Tradoc to look at ourselves critically so that we could see where we had gaps and seams, and so where we could bring those back into the forefront so we could solve those kinds of issues. That's also what our LPD program was all about, is about getting after some of those things where we perhaps are not as good as we should be, and we need to get better. It's a critical look, and that's why I like it. I like the People First Initiative. I like the fact that we're getting the opportunity to look at each other. Forces Command is using their Foundational Day. I think that's a great initiative. We're trying to do something similar in Tradoc as well, so that our junior leaders get the most time available to actually talk to their people. SMA, I actually say we need to be positively intrusive. What does that mean? That means we need to be a positive impact in our soldiers and our leaders' lives. They need to understand we care enough about them to have the hard conversations to drive the change we need to in the Army and in our culture. So as we do this, having these conversations, making sure that people understand that we're going to help them, we're going to look for solutions, we're going to do this together, and then, you know, bring it all back to our Army values and then make those the bedrock of the trust that we have to build between our soldiers and its leaders, our leaders and their families, the families and the nation. That's where we got to go. And so this People First Initiative that the Chief came up with and the Secretary of the Army is critically important.
Sir, I agree. And I'm going to steal that positively intrusive. I love it. So if you don't mind, I'm already writing it down and I'm plagiarizing those words.
That goes to one of Funk's fundamentals, you know. I think it's number 35, which is tops. Take other people's stuff. Sometimes I use a little bit more colorful language, but that's neither here nor there.
Absolutely. And I'll give you all the rights in very small fine print at the end of it.
Of course.
Hey, everyone. We hope you're enjoying the show. We'd like to take a moment to thank GEICO for making this episode possible. This Military Appreciation Month, GEICO would like to thank all current and retired military personnel. As a member of AUSA, you could qualify for a special discount. It's GEICO's way of saying, thanks for all you do.
Sir, as a senior commander, and as we've heard from your story, you've been around the Army literally since birth. How important is this initiative? And is it making a difference across the force?
I believe it is making a difference. Frankly, the Army's a family. I get a little bit emotional when I talk about this, you know, and, you know, not all families are perfect. We strive to be a bright light for our culture and our population. The Army should lead in change. And so to do that, we also have to be effective at what it is we do. We've got to be trained and ready to fight our nation's wars. That's what, at the end of the day, that's what we get paid to do. Fight and win our nation's war. And as you know, the chief always says, winning matters. And there is no second place in war, which means tough, hard, demanding training is important. Maintaining our arms, our people, our relationships. It's training, maintaining morale, discipline, and teamwork that makes an army go. What does that mean? Well, I hit training and maintaining, but morale is about being good at what you do. It's about taking pride in your organization. It's about making sure that you reflect the best of what your organization can bring to the fight. And then discipline is pretty simple. It's actually good soldiers do what's right when nobody's looking. And then all of that coupled with teamwork makes the Army go. It's amazing what you get done if nobody cares who gets the credit. And so I believe that. So our Army, our family, our big melting pot of every ethnicity, every diversity, everything is about being ready to fight and win our nation's wars. And we have to do that together as a team throughout conflict from everything across the globe. I'm immediately proud of what we have done, for example, in the pandemic, how the total Army has responded to that pandemic in world-class fashion. So you take that end of the spectrum all the way up to being ready for large-scale ground combat. And we have to be ready to do that, and we have to be able to do that around the globe. That's what we get paid to do. That's what makes our Army special, and that's what makes the total Army so important to the nation.
Sir, that's well said, and I agree. All that is good about our nation is representing our soldiers, and TRADOC is definitely in the heart of that every single day. Sir, you mentioned the pandemic, and the next subject is a fun subject of mine, back from my TRADOC days, cadet summer training. But in the light of the pandemic, many things are still being canceled or postponed. Is cadet summer training going to return to in-person this year?
Absolutely. And let me just clarify for you. We did cadet summer training around the country last year. We just didn't do it in the large group setting that we'd become familiar with. But let me just tell you, we did 74 different locations, all kinds of incredible leader development opportunities, multiple exercises around the globe. It was called Operation Agile Leader, and our great Army Cadet Command executed it with their partners from Forces Command, from the Army Guard, from the Reserves. We put a total force on this, a total Army effort into this program, and turned out some incredibly good leaders based on that. Now, this year, we'll do cadet summer training in a COVID-informed fashion. No matter what the conditions, we'll do it at Fort Knox, Kentucky. And it'll be our Army's largest training exercise, just like it is every year.
And in doing so, sir, how is the Army going to ensure that cadet summer training is being done to prevent the spread of COVID-19?
Great question. Well, first of all, we're encouraging everyone to get the shots. Secondly, we'll use the CDC guidance at the time when it starts on the mask processes and procedures. We changed where we're going to do the vast majority of the training. Outdoors is still open. And so that's where we're going to be. And that's what we get trained to do. We've got a lot of practice training soldiers safely, moving them from place to place around our great country and to all our great Army camps, posts, and stations. We've been doing it over a year now. And I will brag a little bit on TRADOC. We're pretty good at this. We know what we're doing in this regard. So I have all the confidence in the world that we will minimize the risk and drive towards excellence at cadet summer training this year.
Sir, and I have all the confidence in the world you will too, just like you did with basic training right after COVID-19 hit. You put the right mitigating measures in place, and the Army does what it does best, continues the mission.
Yeah, you know, to build off what you just said there, I am really proud of TRADOC for doing that. We paused bringing in new people for 14 days to set the medical conditions and still trained last year over 750,000 people safely. That is a testament to the discipline, the courage, the excellence, and the initiative of our great leaders around the TRADOC enterprise. It was a fantastic example of leaning into a problem and looking for creative solutions and developing solutions that worked. I'm really proud of all the leaders from, you name it, from squad leader on up, and TRADOC based on their performance during this pandemic.
Sir, I couldn't be more proud than the team too. I mean, it's easy to say no. It's easy to cancel things. The right decision is to do is to take the risk, mitigate it, and execute. And on the same topic, sir, can you share with our listeners why it's important? We know in the Army we have to take risks, and leaders have to do the appropriate things to mitigate those risks. But why is in-person CST training, and all training for that matter, important to our Army?
Because at the end of the day, we have to be able to fight on whatever the battlefield conditions are, from suburban conditions all the way to large-scale ground combat. Whatever the environment is, we have to get into it and adapt to it and then dominate it so that we can win.
One more topic. Project Athena.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite. One of my favorite topics.
Changing gears here. What is Project Athena? And just tell us all about it, sir. What is it?
So Project Athena is a lifetime of assessments so that at the end of the day, we come up with better leaders from the beginning. So we become more self-aware of where our strengths and weaknesses lie. And then we give you coaches and coaching and mentoring along the way so you can improve those areas where you might fall a little short. What it's doing is bringing more awareness to those things that we need to be a total leader and to be great citizens once you get out of our Army, so that you have the complete look at how to improve yourself and what kind of techniques and procedures might work to help you improve your soldiers' performance too. What we want this to be is a lifetime of generating world-class leaders that can lead our nation well into the next century and beyond. That's what we want Project Athena to be. So anywhere you go in TRADOC, and now we're even starting the NCO version of Project Athena this year, anywhere you go, you'll get feedback on your performance, and that will be constructive feedback so that you can improve your performance for the next set of tasks that you have to undertake. I'm very encouraged by this. And frankly, our leaders are leaning into this extremely well. We have a world-class education system in the United States Army, and this is even going to be better from an individual performance level.
Well, sir, thanks for the rundown on Project Athena. And again, I know your time is short, and TRADOC is a pretty big enterprise in the United States Army, a pretty important asset for what our Army does every day. It was a pleasure to have you with us today, and we hope you'll come back and join us again and give us updates on things like Project Athena and how we're doing recruiting and the number of topics we didn't even touch today that TRADOC does for our Army. Sir, I'd like to give you the last words. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to provide our listeners?
I absolutely do. So one of the things on my list of things, I'd like to give credit to an author named Graham Henry, who is a coach of the best rugby team in the world. He wrote a book called Legacy. And in that legacy, it talks about leaving your jersey in a better place. It says you're not the one that owns the jersey. You're just the person in the jersey at that time. So what we all ought to remember in our great Army is we are living on the shoulders of giants that came before us. And we're setting the course for the next set of great leaders that are going to come behind us. So as we take our jersey, the uniform we wear, the cloth of the greatest nation on earth, as we take that off every evening, we ought to leave it in a better place. What have we done today to make our Army better? As I look out across the TRADOC enterprise, you take the Army National Hiring Days, for example, we've got 150 different, and it's actually much higher than that, but 150 different military occupational specialties. We have all kinds of different ways people can serve. For civilian, they can serve in uniform, out of uniform, they can be soldiers for life. We're looking for a mentorship program from our retired E9s for our staff sergeants coming up. We've got a variety of ways to do this. But I will tell you, at the end of the day, we all owe it to this great nation of ours to serve in some capacity. So my name's Funk. I'm an American soldier, and I am incredibly proud to be the 17th trainee and doctrine commander. So SMA retired Daly, thank you for your time today. This has been a remarkable podcast, and I really do appreciate your time.
Sir, thank you for your time, from recruiting to training to leader development. Ladies and gentlemen, General Funk, you heard it. Victory does start here. United States Army Training and Doctrine Command. Our time has come to an end to close this edition of Soldier Today podcast. all of us here at the Association of United States Army want to thank General Paul Funk for joining us today and for sharing his story and giving us an important update on the United States Army Training and Doctrine Command. As Army alums, I can say from all of us across the country, thank you, sir, and your entire team for what you have done and all that you continue to do for our Army and the American people.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Pua.